Okay, our learning should be in Tzchosefur Shalema Esther Mindel Baskidel Miriam Moshe HaKoin Ben Miriam Rus Meir Le Ben Malka Tzvi Ben Sara Chaya Avigal Ruchama Bas Shoshana Leia. So we have a big crowd here tonight, Baruch Hashem. Even if there's one Jew, it's still a big crowd. What we try to do on Sunday nights, tonight's Monday night, but it was my off day yesterday, so I was a little tired. About every Sunday night and every Wednesday night, we'll try to learn something in Chassidus. Sunday nights will be a topic in just general. And Wednesday night, we'll try to connect it to the Parsha. Last week, we discussed a piece from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, I'm sure everyone here knows, was the great-grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Everyone knows the famous song, Nachman, Nachman, Mu'man, whatever. But Rabbi Nachman also had a very famous sefer. He has a lot of sefer. The sefer that we're going to learn from tonight, and where we started from last week, was the sefer called Likutei Maharan. Happens to be an extremely hard sefer, and anything that I will learn together, hopefully we'll try to learn the emes of it and try to get to the true practical message in Avodas Hashem. Rabbi Nachman explained to us last week that every single person that we meet, every single person we go throughout our lives has good within them, no matter who they are. Every single person has good. It's the job of a Jew. It's the job of every single Avodas Hashem to always try to look for something good within every person. And he says, "Vafilu Rasha Gomer." Even if someone's a Rasha Gomer, even if someone's an Adolf Hitler, he doesn't say just. He says the lashon. If you look at Daki Tzarech Ladun, is Kol Adam L'Kafskas. Every single person, we have to judge favorably. And Rabbi Nachman, when we learned, and then we're going to continue to learn, he says when a person has that thought on another person, meaning if I'm looking for something good within Mendy, I'm giving Mendy a koach now for him to do good. Meaning my machshava, my thought, has an effect, has a direct result on someone else's action. Which is an incredible thing. Sometimes we think, it could be that I'm not saying something to the person. It could be maybe I'm just thinking the Lashon Hara. No, but I'm thinking something good within every person. That gives a person to continue and to be strong. And if I'm sure if you guys remember from last week, we said the great story from the mayor of Parma Shalom, that every Friday night he used to wait before he made Kiddush. And his chassidim never knew. Like, what was he doing? Why are you waiting 3-4 minutes before you, after Eishes Chaya, whatever, to make Kiddush? And 1 week it got so long. And the one to know what the classic chassidish story. They asked him like, why you wait? Why do you wait? What do you wait for? He said, before I make Kiddush every Friday night, I go around the room and I find something good within every person that I can learn from in my own life. And there was one person there. It took me a little longer. So that was the message we learned last week. The message we're going to learn this week is something very, very similar, but it's going to be more based on how a person should judge himself. Rabbi Nachman is going to explain, sometimes we're so good about looking down the chavschus to other people. What about being down the chavschus to yourself? What about always looking for the good within yourself? Sometimes, when you got like a 90 on your test, right? What's the classic... especially valedictorian. What's it? No, just kidding. For anyone, you get a 90 on your test. Sorry, I got it. I'm sorry. How many? Anyone here? I'm not a valedictorian, but you gotta give credit where credit is due. Those last 10 points, you're always trying to fight out with the teacher. I can't believe I didn't get. You're trying to get those last 10 points. But what about the 90? What about all the good you just did? Right. It's a very natural thing to always look at what we're lacking. So Rabbi Nachman is going to tell us with Dafka we have to do the opposite. So if you look on, there's two pages over here. If you turn over the page, it's the second page. It's the line that starts with the word Mekomo. Mekomo. It's around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. It's the second page. And we're not going to learn the whole page. We're going to learn a little chunk of it. And hopefully, if you learn it together, the Kedusha of learning Rabbi Nachman, especially at night, it's a big Indian to learn Chassidus at night. It should be a source for all of us. So it says over here, V'havin, and we should understand, we should know. Everyone see the place? V'chein tzarech ha'adam limso gam va'atzma. A person has to look within himself and find something good within himself. Ki zeh yadua shetzarech ha'adam nizar ma'od liyos b'simcha tamin. Rabbi Nachman is a famous klal that a person has to be very, very careful to always be b'simcha. L'harchik ha'atzus ma'od ma'od. And to distance himself very, very much from sadness. And even if a person starts looking within himself or herself, and they have trouble finding that good within him, and they look and say, "What does Hashem? Why does Hashem need my avodas Hashem? He doesn't need anything from me." And now he starts to fall into sadness. We all know, we all have these days, you know, when one thing is just happening after the next, you know, we mess up here, we mess up there. It's just one of those days. Afal Pike, Rabbi Nachman explains, Asur lo lipo miza. It's a very strong language. Just like it's asur to eat pig, he said it's asur for a person to be sad. I mean, if you're anyone who learns Rabbi Nachman's Saran, he yells about this. He yells about people who get sad. It's mamash aveira. That's what he says. It's a mamash sin. It's a crazy thing, because sometimes, you know, especially in camp, when there's so many things that are going on, one little small thing can get you so upset. Rabbi Nachman says, asur for a person to be upset. So how does a person not? You know, it's sometimes very, very hard. So I saw an amazing, if you guys ever heard of Rav Ali Erman, he has a great blog called mevakeshlev.blogspot.com, one of my rebbeim, very, very chashuv talmid chacham, lives in Eretz Yisrael. So I believe he said from Rav Gusman that there was a guy smoking in his shir, and he asked him, like, what's going on? Why are you smoking? He says, Rebbe, listen, I have a lot going on in my life. It helps me relax a little bit. So Rav Gusman then explained to him, he said, when the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, took out my family, and they shot my son right in front of me. He said, I didn't flinch. He said, what are you so nervous about? About your job? About your SATs? Like, they're meaning the guy was, he wasn't giving a muster, but he was telling, like, there's no reason to be nervous. Okay, everything in your life happens for a reason. Everything you have everything to be besimcha about. That's why I'm sure you guys heard this word. But if you ever look at the word besimcha, right, beis sin mem ches hey, it's also the same word as machshava. What was machshava mean? Machshava means thought. So when a person thinks about everything that he has in his life, or her life, and you don't look at what you're lacking, but we'll look at what you do have, it's very easy to be besimcha. It's very, very easy. So that's what Rabbi Nachman is saying. Rabbi Nachman is saying, even if a person's having a hard day, or even if a person messes up, aval pikin, also lo lipo miza. It's also to fall into this the trap of the Yitzhara. What does he say to do? Rach tzorech lechapis, a couple lines down now, where the line starts, person has to find good within himself. He says it's impossible for a person, his entire life or her entire life, that he didn't do one mitzvah, or one good deed, or one good act, or one good thing. And even when he starts looking upon this special thing that makes him good, or something good that he did, who roash who gamkin malei psalm ve'ein bo mesom. Not sure what that line means, but there you go. But we'll continue. I'll be very honest. Hi, if anyone knows what that means, I'm not sure what the word psalm ve'ein bo mesom. Hainu she roash gam hamitzvah ha'adavar she bedusha she zocha lasos who gamkin malei pnias u'machshavas zaros u'begamim harbe. So Rabbi Nachman saying that it could be that sometimes a person is doing something so good, it could be that he does it with the wrong intentions, and it could be sometimes tainted.
How?
Sincere. Oh.
It's full of holes and it's was insincere. Oh,
very good. Shkoyach. So let's go back to the line now. That makes sense. Who roish who gamkin molly psalm vein bomisom. And sometimes it could be that it's insincere and it's not real. Hainu shiroish gamma mitzvah dovash bidusha shazakalasos. Even the good thing that he did, you know, maybe he, you know, the famous thing that yeshiva guys, I'm not sure if the guys do it now, but when I was in yeshiva, they used to make fun of like girls. Davening Shimon Esra after seminary, you know, I don't know. I'm not making fun of anyone. I'm just making people do it. They used to like the class. My I have a twin sister, so I used to make fun of her too. So like the classic seminary thing is like used to like put your head in like the sitter and like look over your shoulder a little bit. You know, I'm not saying that the guy forbid it isn't. I'm just saying that's what I used to make fun of my sister about. I'm not saying that was right, but it was a good joke. Sometimes we have these things that, you know, we do things for the wrong intents, and there could be very good things. 100%, Shimon Esther is very good, but we all have it in our lives. You know, we always looking over our shoulder this or whatever or that. So he says, even listen to what he says there. Even if someone's doing something good, they could be sometimes a little tainted. Im kol zeh, listen to what he says here. Still, even if a person's doing it the wrong intentions and he's looking over his shoulder during the Shemon Esrei, that's such a good example. But if anyone has any other examples, we'll take him after. There's still something good within there because you still did the good action. Al kol panim hu haya eizen nekuda tova ba'mitzvah ba'adavar tov she'asa.
Kitzarach ha'adam lechapes ulevakash limso be'atzmo ezem atov.
Once a person always he searches for that good, the good thing within him, or the good thing within him, and every single person has it. And it's not arrogance. It's not arrogance. Arrogance is starting to tell the whole camp that you did that ma'aseh chesed, or you saw that little girl today crying. That's not arrogance. Arrogance is telling everyone. But if you know that you helped someone today, or you diving well, or you did something good, or you learned for 5-10 minutes, whatever it is, especially in camp, where you could be in the canteen and 12 o'clock at night and getting French fries and doing all sorts of things. Or if you come to a shir, like, it's a pretty incredible thing. I'll tell you very honestly, when I was 11th or 12th grade, I don't think I was coming to a shir at 11 o'clock at night. So props to everyone here. I'm not mean that. A person who really finds something, and you're not haughty about it. You see it, okay. Right now I have something very good about it. And that it gives someone life. It gives a person confidence. It gives a person, you know, a reason to, you know, to wake up with an energy the next morning. Yeah.
He says that when you get down about yourself, it's like a sin.
That's his words, because
so when you feel good about yourself, does that wipe away the sin, or like?
So you're saying when a person is besimcha that he did something good, does that wipe away the koach of sadness that one time in his life? It's a good question. Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. I have to look into that. What do you mean?
Like, he's saying you should be happy like all the time.
Rabbi Nachman's number one thing is always the simcha is the number one way to fight the Yetzer Hara. Even
he's saying, like, what about times that you're supposed to be upset?
Like Tisha B'Av. Very good. So by Hasidim, even Tisha B'Av, they say that there's a Mishnah, and we're going into Av now, right? The Mishnah says in Tainus that the same way you go into Av, you have to be Ma'at Yer B'Simcha, you have to buy Odah, right? Mishenechnes Odah Marba B'Simcha, right? So that's a Gemara. Mishenechnes Odah Marba B'Simcha. The line before that is the Gemara says Kishem Shem Nechnamematim B'Simcha. When you go into Av, you have to go into Odah with a lot of Simcha. So the Hasidim read it the other way. I'm sure you know about this. Kishem Shenichnas la'av mematin. When you go into Av, you should lower yourself. But how should you do it? How should you do it? Do it b'simcha. Not that you should lower your simcha, but you should do your avodas Hashem with simcha. I think that's the Choza. I think it's the Choza. I'm sure a lot of tzaddikim say. Ma'isa, even in the time of Churban, like they say by the there's a Rebbe.
Rabbi Akiva at the end of
beautiful Rabbi Akiva. We're Rabbi Akiva at the end of Gemara. The Gemara Makas. We're going all over the place here. Gemara Malchus, when Rabbi Kiva with all the Tanarim, they were looking at the Churban, they were looking at the Beis Hamikdash burning, and what happened? Rabbi Kiva starts laughing. Everyone knows this story. So all the Tanarim say, Rabbi Kiva, why are you laughing? And Rabbi Kiva answers back famously, why are you crying? So Rabbi Kiva said, there was a prophecy, there was a nevuah that the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed. So now I know that the second Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. And the Gemara ends off saying that Kiva Nichamtanu. Kiva Nechamtani, you consult us, Kiva. You could so, even in a time of Chorban, even in a time of sadness, obviously, if something there's a tragedy that happens, it's not never good to put your simcha and your mitzvah right there is to be with that person. But at the end of the day, you're still when you cry in Tisha B'Av, and Mir Hashem, there won't be a Tisha B'Av this year; it will be in Yerushalayim. Amen. You're doing that mitzvah with simcha, meaning you're still doing a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to cry on Tisha B'Av, 100%. But still doing that mitzvah, there's still, you're doing Hashem's will. And because you're doing Hashem's will, that should be done with tremendous happiness. I just want to go through a couple more lines and say a quick story. I know everyone's tired, including myself. So when a person looks within himself, and you find that good thing within yourself, it leads to be besimcha. And that happens once a person looks and finds the good thing within himself. So maybe we'll stop there, and maybe we'll finish up next week, or maybe we'll go to another piece. But I just want to say one story. I saw this before I came to camp. There's a place in Lakewood that has all I do is collect Hefker Svarim. So my wife knows that I'm a very big addict. I don't learn them. I learn some of them, but I have a very big need to buy Svarim. I can't explain what it is. And we're moving next week, and it's going to cost a couple extra dollars because of it. But so I went to Lakewood, and they sell Svarim for like a dollar. And I always tell her, it's only a dollar. It's like getting a a bottle of soda or whatever. And she said, yeah, you say that every day. It's going to add up a little bit. So I got this book called Along the Maggid's Journey from Rav Pesach Gron. Did my bris 25 years ago. Fun fact. So, Fun fact, I actually told him that once. I was like, I asked him, Rebbe, do you remember? He said, not so much. He does like a, he did like a million in his life. But I once asked him, why you? So if I had, I showed him a picture, actually. I had a picture of my, a picture of him at the bris, and me, like, holding. He still didn't remember. So, he brings down in this book over here a great story. So, Rav Chaim Ozer Grudzinski is a big Gadol Dor back in about 100, 150 years ago. He said that he's once giving a shiur to a bunch of boys, a Bachrim. And what happened was, he said there was a guy who came to in the middle of shiur. The guy came in, and he asked Rav Chaim Ozer, is it mutter for a Kohen to take a divorced woman? As we know, in the Torah, it's also for a Kohen to marry someone who's divorced. So all the Hasidim are like, what? Like all the students were like, what kind of question is this guy asking? Like, of course, everyone knows that it's usher. So Rav Chaim Ozer, he answered it back. He says it's mutter for a Kohen to take a divorced woman. So the guy walks out now, and like he starts going with the shiur again, and the guys are just like blown, like they can't get. How could the Rosh Hashiva just make a huge, huge error like this? Like, he knows the ABCs of the Torah. You just told someone, a Kohen, that he could drive, that he could take this woman. What's going on? So one of the guys raised his hand and said, Rebbe, like, what's pshat? You just told him that we know that it's usher for a Kohen to marry a divorced lady. So listen to this. Rav Chaim Ozer turned back to them, said, you don't realize what he just said. So that guy who just came in, that Jew just came in, he's a wagon driver. He said, is it a mutter to take a divorced woman? What he wanted to do, he wasn't asking about taking, quote unquote, marrying a divorced woman. He wasn't talking about a Kohen marrying a divorced woman. He was asking, is he allowed to drive mamash the woman? Is he allowed to drive a divorced woman? He's not asking mamash the most simplest thing. And the Hasidim, the students look back to him like, oh my gosh, Rabbi's like a malach. But this is the level. Chaim Ozer mamash being da'amachav schus. When a person works upon himself their entire life, you the whole world, your whole perspective is mamash, you're just ingrained in it. And it takes time. It takes a lot of effort. Last week you spoke about it. Remember we spoke about it last Sunday? Mamash Monday, we were in the mall. For anyone who doesn't know, the younger teens, we were in the mall, and we were asked to leave. And it was a very big eye-opener, because I asked the guard, which one of the tzaddikim was it? And he told me which one it was. And before asking him, I gave him a little bit of a piece of my mind, in a very nice way, but in a little bit of a strong way. And what happened? It turned out that he dafka wasn't involved. And sometimes, you know, we learn it. I turned to Josh the next day. I said, we just learned this. And the next day I made a huge error. Sometimes, you know, the more a person does something, the more it becomes the more a person does a habit, the more it becomes part of a person. So Be'ez Hashem, when we have this koach, now to be able to always look at other people for sure, and always trying to find the good within them. And even when we see they're not doing the best thing, we always say, we don't know the whole story. Maybe they have a family situation. Maybe they have a friend situation. We don't know. Once a person does that, that leads a person to himself or herself looking for the good within him. And that gives a person simcha, and that gives a person a sense of meaning to want to grow in their Avodas Hashem. Now, don't look at the 10 points that you're missing. Don't look at, okay, you messed up and failed. That's the Yitzhara. Yitzhara wants to tell you failed. The way to fight off the Yitzhara is, no, you know, I failed, but look how much good I did. Look how much good I did today. I got all my campers to davening. I did this, I did that. Once a person does that, it gives a person simcha. It gives a person a sense of growth in Avodas Hashem. Be'ez Hashem, Shemizoch, to continue to grow in these lessons of Chassidus. And Be'ez Hashem, the more we talk about it, the more it becomes part of us. And Be'ez Hashem, we will be growing Jews. Shkoich.